So it's just Melissa and I today.
Yeah, lucky you.
Yeah, lucky you. It's like we got him cornered. Yeah, you're not getting out of here.
I got you
we
now.
We got you. Kyle is probably training for the marathon or talking about training for the marathon. One of the two.
I think I saw him go back in the sales department. I saw him walking there because he just could not get enough talking about it. So there was nobody left over on this side to talk to about it. So now he had to go over there.
Melissa, you know what's funny is like Kyle and I, if like we ever walk out together, we always walk through the sales office on our way out.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of times that we get stopped while walking through the sales office, not because like people won't be like, oh, hey, Austin, great show today. Hey, Austin, you're so funny. I wish I could be more like you. No, it's because people are like, Kyle, how's training for the marathon going?
Really? Everyone's into it, huh?
And keep in mind, I'm coming from a time frame of I have just spent 3.5 hours with Kyle, minimum, already talking about training for the marathon, talking about the marathon and how he's sore and how he's going through injuries. Yeah, right. Like, I mean, like, you know. So, like, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
At this point when we're walking through the sales office.
Yeah. You're like, here we go again. We have to talk more about the marathon.
And they're all hearing about it for the first time.
Right, right. You've been hearing about it for hours on end, days on end.
And I want to Vincent Van Gogh myself. Just chop my ear straight off.
You know, we've been giving Kyle a little extra time, too, all week to talk about the marathon, specifically 26.2 seconds.
Right. I like that we've limited him. Like, we put a time limit on how much he can talk about it this week.
And we kind of have had to do that because he's been talking so much about it that we didn't want to completely shut him down.
Right.
Or like, okay, you can still talk about it because you've been talking so much. But now, it's just 26.2 seconds. We have to limit it. Otherwise, if we didn't do that, it's just nonstop. It
right.
would be consistent all day, all morning long. So it's been going quite well. And then the marathon is this weekend. So it'll be over. I don't even know what he's going to talk about. What's he going to do with himself?
Honestly, I have no idea.
What is he going to do with himself?
I'm kind of looking forward to finding out.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, what do you think is harder? Training for the Chicago Marathon to run 26.2 miles at one time, or having to put up with someone who is training for the marathon? Because frankly, I'd argue for, like, both are very challenging.
I don't know. I'm leaning on what we have to go through on a day-to-day basis.
Would we rather train for the marathon than hear Kyle talk about training for the marathon?
I think I would. If I hear one more time about his, like, legs hurting, I'm going to, like, lose my bazookas.
I mean, we love him to death, all right? Kyle is great. He's helped out this show tremendously. Any success we have he's the backbone of what we do. But sometimes, you know how you get really intense back pains?
Yeah.
Sometimes your backbone acts up.
Yeah, yeah, of
course. Maybe you throw out a disc or something.
Yeah.
That's just what we're going through right
now. He's sort of hitting a nerve.
we
you know what I mean? He's hitting like a nerve.
We need a little physical therapy.
Yeah, right.
And then we'll be right back to loving that backbone.
If this marathon doesn't, you know, it feels like it needs to happen today. If it doesn't happen, or if something happens and he doesn't finish it or something, I might lose my mind because we may never hear the end of any potential problems that he might have.
What's the farthest you've ever run at one time?
I did 5K.
Okay. Is that the farthest?
That's it. No. I ran 6 miles.
Oh, there you go. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I hated it, though. Yeah. You know, I don't know how long you have to go to hit that supposed runner's high, which, by the way, I don't believe in. I think it's fake. I don't believe that it happens. People say, oh, it happens. I hit a runner's high and you just go.
Yeah, I think I've hit the runner's high maybe one time in my entire life.
I
don't know how I did it, and I don't know how to get back.
Because I don't even know what does that feel like.
Right.
Like, I ran and ran and ran. Now, to the point of I was only running like 3 miles a day. Sometimes I'd push it to that 5 or 6 on occasion. But never did I hit a runner's high. Are you supposed to hit a runner's high at 3 miles? Or is it like scientifically proven that you cannot hit a runner's high until you're at like mile 10? I don't know.
You know what'd be awesome?
What?
If there was like a runner's joint that you could just smoke to get that runner's high before you went and run. Right? Like, I don't smoke weed. I don't dabble in drugs at all. But I would do that drug.
You would.
If it gave you a runner's high before you started running, I would do that. So then I could run for like four miles without feeling anything.
See, I wouldn't do that because anything you smoke burns your throat.
Okay, well, maybe you don't like smoke that. Maybe you inject it. Maybe
okay, then I'm all for it.
Or you snort it.
Oh, that's even better. Do you know what a runner's high feels like? Please tell me what it is. I felt it once. And I don't know what it is.
It's just like where you're running and you're like, I don't feel any pain. I could do this forever.
Well, I don't feel pain when I'm running.
Well, like not necessarily like pain, but like discomfort. Like it's like, cause it is, it's tiring. Running is tiring. And so like you hit this like high of like, you're like, oh, I've hit a stride and I'm just going to, I could keep doing this for a long, long time without even thinking about it.
So it's not actually like a high.
No, it's not like you're like.
Like you're euphoric.
Yeah, it's not like.
I thought it was like being euphoric.
It's not like you can start smelling math. You know, okay. It's not like that kind of high where it's like, huh. Oh my gosh, those unicorns are dancing. And they're like, those aren't unicorns. That's your grandma.
Oh my gosh. This is the first time anybody's told me that. My whole life, I thought you felt high.
Yeah.
Like euphoric or something that. Like it's, you went to another planet.
Yeah. It's like a high of like being like, I'm not feeling the like pain
tired.
Or the tiredness that I should be feeling while exerting myself during this run.
How long do you think that lasts when somebody gets like runner's high?
I gotta think.
A mile, 2 miles?
No, I think it's got to be a long time because, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, how do Kyles of the world run marathons?
I don't know. And I don't understand it. I'll be completely honest. I feel like if you're going to run a marathon, like Kyle is doing, the 26.2 miles, at some point you have to check out. Like you have to separate your body. You know, the thinking about your body and the pains and like and all that and how long you're going to be running, you have to separate that thought and go somewhere else and like disconnect from it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to disconnect. Like I literally don't know how to do that.
Every
I don't know how people
I
do
take,
it.
I think about that step and I just think about how much
step.
I hate it. I think about how much I hate
Me
being here.
Too.
Yeah, I don't want to be around anymore.
I'm like, when's the end? Yeah. When is the end? Please, I would never be able to do it.
I'll tell you who's a big runner.
Who?
My wife, Meredith.
She runs?
She's been running through my mind all day.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Listen,
that was really sweet.
Whatever.
Wasn't that sweet? Tell her I said that.
Okay. I'll send her a message on Instagram
right
now.
Wow, Austin's being so sweet about you during our podcast. I think her dad still listens to this, so maybe he'll tell her.
He'll love it.
Speaking of really cheesy pickup lines. Melissa, a while back on the show, you mentioned that you're single again, and I don't know if you have plans to get back into the dating world, but if you do, are you ready for cheesy pickup lines?
No, because they're cheesy.
But like sometimes I feel like I feel like you've told me before that sometimes the cheesy pickup lines can work.
You know,
sometimes they can be endearing.
Yeah, they have to be clever. They can't, you know, like they can't be like gross, cheesy.
Like are those astronaut pants you're wearing? Because your butt is out of this world.
Okay, yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. Well, okay, sorry. It's also the setting of work and I'm your coworker.
I know, but it's
it probably
still,
feels like an HR violation.
I don't want it to be for me. It's just me. I don't want it to be like necessarily sexual in nature.
Okay.
So what about? I'd rather have it be cuter than that, but that's just me.
Like did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
No, that's not good. I'm sorry, Austin.
Look, I'm just throwing them out.
No. I'm glad that you're coming up with stuff, but it's like, and do guys really even use cheesy pickup lines, or is that just kind of like,
see, I think
a joke between people and, you know,
I think pickup lines have gone so far where they've gotten like cheesy to where like they can come back around where it's like if you use them, it's like everyone's gone so far away from using them because thanks to the internet, they just became oversaturated and
right.
People are using them too much.
So people have kind of taken a hiatus on it.
Yeah.
You think it's safe to start bringing them back? Like it's been long enough?
I think they're going to have a moment again. Kind of like bell bottoms, you know, bell bottoms are coming back.
Yeah.
So I think
flare pants, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I hope you're CPR certified, Melissa.
Why?
So you took my breath away.
That one's actually cute, see? I like that because it's sweet.
Yeah. What about
that
this
one's
one?
That one's cute.
So aside from taking my breath away, what do you do for a living? See, that's a good pickup line, I feel like, right? Because that's like cheesy, but it's like getting to know you. It's like asking you the question. It's putting the emphasis on you.
Yeah, that's actually pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Are you looking these up online right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I really need to, I got to call Spotify customer service tomorrow.
Why?
For you not being named this week's hottest single.
No.
That one was lame. I've always,
you know,
like,
I'll tell you something. You know what's funnier now is I'm more serious about pickup lines now that I'm single. If I was dating somebody, I'd be like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But now I put myself in the position of like, if somebody actually.
You put yourself in the shoes of like, I might actually get this line used on me. Are you a parking ticket? Because you've got fine written all over you.
No, I don't like it.
I don't like this one. I don't like this.
What is it? Say what it is then.
Your eyes are like the ocean. I could swim in them all day.
Nah.
Swim? Do people even say that? I could swim in your eyes?
No, your
eyes. Do you have to have blue eyes to say that?
Yeah, I think you'd have to have blue eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that.
When I look in your eyes, I see a very kind soul. That's not even a pickup line. If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber. I always like this one.
Yeah.
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together.
Aw, see, I think that's
cute.
Isn't that cute?
All right.
You'd get a date with that guy. That's super cute.
He'd probably be super cheesy and nerdy, but he would win you over with that line.
Yeah, that one's really cute.
Do you believe in love at first sight? Or should I walk by again?
I like that one, too.
Right?
I don't know why I like that one.
We're on a hitting streak right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. If you're here, who's running heaven? No?
That one's almost like trying too hard.
No, Kyle's here. Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Pickup lines?
Yeah, we're doing. Because I asked Mel if, you know, she's, you know, she announced on the show last week that, you know, she's now newly single. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I said, I don't know if you have plans to get back in the dating world. But I did ask, if you are you ready for an influx of pickup lines?
What was the pickup? Did you say the pickup line you used on your now wife?
I didn't use a pickup line on my wife. I didn't need
to. And look how that turned out.
I didn't need to.
What was your opening line?
We didn't have an opening line. We were just friends first. How about that? I know yours was. I know yours. Yours is famous.
So, Mel.
Yeah.
You're at a bar.
Yeah. I like this start already.
You're having a drink.
Okay.
I feel like you have to update this pickup line.
Yeah.
Nowadays, though.
Nowadays.
Okay. Okay.
Imagine this 2012. You're single. You're at a bar.
Okay.
You're childless.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Sorry. So again, you're single.
Got
childless.
It. Got it.
2012. Handsome young gentleman walks up to you.
Okay, that helps.
Looks you dead in the eyes.
That helps.
And says, we should definitely be Facebook friends.
Okay, yeah, you got to update it.
But
2012.
Everyone was on Facebook.
That was a real home run of a pickup line.
Yeah.
One for one.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good for 2012.
What about nowadays? It'd have to be like, we should definitely follow each other on TikTok.
We should definitely follow each other on Instagram.
Or depending on their phase of life, we should definitely follow each other on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is so much funnier, too.
We should definitely connect.
Who are LinkedIn. Your connections on LinkedIn?
Yeah. We should definitely be in each other's networks. Look,
I'd love to connect. On LinkedIn.
I like the LinkedIn angle. I think that's funniest.
I'll endorse anything for you on LinkedIn.
Your PowerPoint skills are out of this world.
Microsoft Excel my heart, you know?
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. That's pretty good. I like that one.
All right.
I think that would work.
All right. I'm gonna knock out just a couple more before we get out of here.
All right. This is a fun game.
Oh, you know what? And this actually works for today because it's overcast outside. No wonder the sky is gray. All the color is in your eyes.
Why'd you say
it's
so weird?
Cute, but I don't know. I'm teetering on that one a little
no
bit.
No wonder the sky is gray.
What?
All the color is in your eyes. What if they sounded like that?
Yeah, that sounds creepy.
Yeah. You sound like a Jeffrey Dahmer.
Let me try that again.
Okay.
No wonder this guy is gray.
Gross. He's just breathing heavy. Yeah,
this is worse.
All the color is in your eyes.
Yeah, let's leave this bar.
I don't know.
Hey, Mel, let's get out of here.
I think. Call an Uber.
Where are you going, beautiful?
Can you put the color back in the sky before you leave?
Where's the color? Put your eyes. That's so beautiful.
I might be like, will you at least buy me a drink before I leave?
Yeah, oh, good call. Yeah. Can you
I have your drink right here.
Give me a roofie.
I don't know what's in that drink.
I'm not taking
sir.
That.
No, thank you.
There's definitely not something in
this. Why is all the color in that drink?
Stop asking questions.
Oh, my God. Hey, Melissa.
What?
You got a lot of beautiful curves, but your smile is my favorite.
Yeah. No, I don't lie. I don't know.
Hey, Melissa.
That's like... Oh, my God.
And yeah. Look, it always sounds better coming from me, though, right?
Well, that's true.
Oh, you have beautiful curves.
God. You're just creeping me out.
But your smile is my favorite. Hey, so this drink is still on the table for you.
Melissa, I didn't know that you were an artist.
What do you mean?
I didn't know you. I didn't realize you were such a good artist.
Why?
You drew me in. Folks, no.
Your art skills are amazing.
I don't like this creepy guy. I don't like him.
I'll draw you. I'll draw you.
Now your eyes just get big and wide. I'm like, no, I'm still calling an Uber.
I'd like to take you to the movies, but don't let you bring in your own snacks.
I don't even get it.
You're a snack. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
That phrase?
Yeah, you're
a snack.
No.
I'll bring you movies and snacks.
Now my new bit is that he just doesn't get pickup lines.
Oh, my God.
All right, wait. Wow, I didn't realize you were a magician. That's so cool.
What?
Because every time I look at you, everyone else disappears.
I'll make whoever you want disappear.
Sorry, please excuse my friend. I had to bring him out tonight.
Dude, you want to disappear with me?
All I know is I need that drink that you have right there.
You want the drink?
I've been waiting.
This has been waiting.
Oh, you want the ruby drink now?
Now I want the drink.
Yeah, might as well.
Just kill me.
Just get me away from this guy.
Kill you, that's perfect.
What's in this thing? Anyway?
don't ask questions.
Oh,
stop asking questions. You're being so weird.
Hey, sorry.
You're being too clingy.
Excuse me. Creepy guy and beautiful woman. I don't mean to interrupt, but I think there's something wrong with my phone, and I was wondering if you could fix it.
What's that?
Could you actually try calling it?
Oh, got your number.
I'll give you anything you want.
You know what's jarring me is that the first time ever I didn't realize Kyle could actually look really creepy if he wants to.
Oh yeah,
like he's really.
I mean, I thought he looked creepy to begin with.
You're pulling off the creepiness. Like, did you know you could look very, very creepy?
I know when I do that with my eyes. It's the weird thing with my.
That's like.
It's also the one thing I know that I can get Melissa to. It's like fake smoking.
Fake smoking gets her every time.
Every time.
Fake boom mic.
Yeah, fake boom mic. That's also Doug, our office lamp.
Yeah.
And then it is. It's. I can't look at you because I'll start laughing. So I have to look off into a distance. And then I just need to, now my eyes are squinty, but like now I just need to.
No, I just don't like it.
Yeah. It's so funny. Melissa could be in the worst of moods. And if Kyle fake smokes,
I'll be like,
pulls out a fake boom mic with our lamp.
She'll come
in
and just be like, so-and-so passed away. I'll be like, that's so sad. So anyway, we got a segment. Excuse the smoke.
It's when he blows the smoke
Excuse
away
the smoke.
With his hand.
It's the pantomiming of waving the smoke after he blows it.
Or I'll grab like something and just start hitting it.
Yeah.
It's tough what you're going through.
Yeah, you get the cigarette out of the pack.
Everybody grieves differently.
Yeah.
So anyway,
the smoking. Liz
is like, all of my closest friends passed away, and he's like, "Oh, that sucks." And Melissa just starts dying laughing.
You just gotta remember the good times. Can we smoke in here?
This is actually a no smoking studio.
Oh, okay. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, you gotta put it out.
I'll put it out.
And then he puts it out. He gets the ashes off. He taps it against the desk and then he puts it on the ground.
I have like
twists his foot.
Like Austin can do impressions. I just have three, like two characters I can do. Smoking guy and like really creepy guy at the bar.
They're both really good. They're impressions that you'll need at some point in life.
I'm just like standing in the corner.
Are you guys good at spelling? Like, you seem like you're good at spelling, right?
Really? Yeah.
Where you don't need voice to text to spell out random words,
no.
Especially while you're doing a morning radio show?
No, of course not me.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so. You look like someone that's a good speller.
Mm-hmm.
Could you help me settle a debate? See, like, I always thought that happiness started with an H.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out mine starts with you.
Oh my God, you look like Ryan Reynolds when you did that.
Hey, thank you. I'll take it. Hey, put me in the suite with Taylor Swift.
You're the only happiness.
Okay, all right. Bye, creepy guy.
Crazy eyes.
Take the drink.